Good evening, I'm John Yang. Tonight, hopes for another pause in the fighting in Gaza anytime soon have dimmed considerably. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered his negotiators home from Qatar, saying the talks there had hit a dead end. Since fighting resumed, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, bringing the death toll since October 7th to more than 15,200. Those numbers from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Meanwhile, the focus of Israel's renewed aerial bombardment of Gaza has shifted from the north. In the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, the streets are engulfed in smoke. The Israeli military has dropped leaflets urging residents of the city and the surrounding area to evacuate further south. But beleaguered Gazans say there is nowhere to go. They seek refuge wherever they can find it, like this makeshift camp outside Al-Nasser Hospital.
We fled the north before coming here. We went to various places. There's no safe place in Gaza.
Our houses are gone. Our property is gone. Our money is gone. Some died, some handicapped in the hospital. What is left to cry for? And then they tell us we will get aid. Where is it?
As the wounded fill Al-Nasser Hospital, today that aid, 50 trucks full according to the Palestine Red Crescent Society, entered through the Rafah crossing along the Egyptian border, the first relief since the ceasefire ended Friday. Yesterday, Israel had blocked aid from getting into Gaza. Since the fighting resumed, the Israeli Defense Forces says it has struck more than 400 Hamas targets across Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fighting would not stop until Israel meets its objectives.
We will continue the war until we achieve all its goals, and it's impossible to achieve those goals without the ground operation. The ground operation was necessary to bring the results until now, and it is necessary to bring the results moving forward.
With hopes of a renewed ceasefire dissipating, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with reporters in Dubai, laying out the Biden administration's vision for peace.
Five principles guide our approach for post-conflict Gaza. No forcible displacement, no reoccupation, no siege or blockade, no reduction in territory, and no use of Gaza as a platform for terrorism. We want to see a unified Gaza and West Bank under the Palestinian Authority. And Palestinian voices and aspirations must be at the center of this work.
Mark Regev, a top advisor to Netanyahu, says Israel wants a security buffer zone inside Gaza to further separate it from Israel to ensure there will never be a repeat of the October 7th slaughter.
You won't have a situation in the future where you can have Hamas terrorists on the border, directly on the border, positioned just to cross over and kill our people again. There will have to be security arrangements on the ground to prevent that from happening.
In Tel Aviv and across Israel, thousands rallied, demanding the release of the 136 hostages Israel says are still being held by Hamas. But Hamas leaders told Al Jazeera today that there would be no more hostages exchanged with Israel until the war is over.